Yeah, it's a massive relief. The amount of stress we've been having over the last few weeks, it's eased it a little bit. Still, job's not done, but we'll wait the Carmarthen game tomorrow and we'll see where we are then.
People might be wondering why I'm asking you about tonight's result, but the reason I'm interviewing Fiona is that you had a bit of a dilemma this evening.
Yeah, I play for the ladies, Aber Ladies, and this evening we had a cup final game. So I had the decision to do either playing for them or obviously doing my job here. And I came here, and then unfortunately, I believe then the ladies did lose.
Big question is, would Fiona Evans on the field, it would have made a difference this evening?
Oh, well, that's hard to say. it's a hard one to take, since we've won that cup 5 years in a row already. So to make this sixth year would have been special for a lot of us. But, you know, that's how things go.
So how are you enjoying your role generally? Obviously, we saw you on Mwy o Sgorio recently. You're very busy professionally. You're involved with the men's team, then with the women's team on a Sunday. You must love your football, Fiona.
Oh, yeah, I do. I've loved it. I've grown up with it with my family and everything. So I do love my football. I don't know what I'd do without it. At the same time, I am really looking forward to the end of the season, just to have a little breather, to be honest, and just to do other things.
Well, thanks very much for your time, and I apologise that I'm the one that broke the news of the score of the Central Wales final for you this evening and told you that Everett had lost, unfortunately.
It's okay. Thank you.
Don't worry, Anne.